Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. A warning from St. Louis County Executive Sam Page. If more people don't start using face masks, we could see shutdowns again in a couple of weeks. Page spoke in Jennings as he announced $4 million for school districts to provide better access to virtual learning. County Executive Page adds a return to a shutdown would include restrictions on schools, bars, and other hotspots. It is a red-letter day in St. Louis, the Cardinals' home opener. It may be a few months late, but the Cardinals host the Pirates tonight at Busch Stadium. No fans in the stands, but Ballpark Village will welcome people ready to party. The Cardinals Nation restaurant has tables 6 feet apart, plexiglass booth dividers, and hand sanitizer stations. For the second night in a row, a bicycle rider is struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver in Sauget, Illinois. The crash happened in nearly the same location as the night before. It was around 11:15 last night. The bicycle rider died. The driver of the vehicle took off. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, partly cloudy with temps a touch hotter than yesterday. The low 90s and heat index approaches 100. An isolated shower or storm can't be completely ruled out, especially south of St. Louis. Tomorrow is almost a carbon copy of today. Partly cloudy, the low 90s, an isolated shower or storm can't be ruled out in the afternoon, but most should get through the day dry. Hot Sunday, storms likely on Monday ahead of our next cold front, which will bring highs back down to the mid to upper 80s for a few days next week.